It's time now for a tale or two from the summer learning program at the Dorman Library. In cooperation with Big Country WABH Radio, you can hear these stories for kids every Saturday morning at this time. Miss Kathleen and Miss Tara will be your storytellers. Our program is brought to you by Steuben Citizens Federal Credit Union, the Betty Kay Bake Shop, Joint and Von Hagen Law Firm, along with Yogi Bear's Yellowstone Park.
Favorite tales from many lands. Hi, this is Ms. Tara from the Dorman Library with another tale. This is from a book that was with stories retold by Walter Rattan, and it's illustrated by Linda Medley, and the publisher is Grosset and Dunlap. This is a story about why the woodpecker has a long beak, and this tale is originally from Romania. Once upon a time, there lived an old lady who could never mind her own business. She went from one house to another, sticking her long, sharp nose into her neighbors' pots and pans, peering into their cupboards and peeking under their beds. She was always carrying tales from one person to another. But since her ears were neither as long nor as sharp as her nose, she seldom got her facts right. So she created no end of mischief among her neighbors, who heartily wished she would take herself and her long nose elsewhere. One day, the old lady was walking through the woods, sticking her long nose around first one tree and then another. Suddenly, a tall man dressed in black appeared before her, carried a huge sack tightly tied with a long piece of rope. The old woman spied the sack at once, and her long nose began to sniff and twitch and poke around it. "Old woman, this sack is for you," said the man. "I want you to carry it home. Keep it beside you at all times, but never, never put your nose inside it. If you let your curiosity get the better of you, you will find more than you bargain for. Worse, you will have troubles without end."
"Heaven forbid," replied the old lady. "I would never peek inside. I have no curiosity whatsoever about the contents of this sack."
Immediately, she flung the sack over her shoulder and hobbled off toward home. Already her fingers were twitching, so eager was she to get into the bag. She had heard tales of fairy folks who lived in the woods and gave mortals wonderful gifts of gold and silver and precious jewels. As soon as the old lady got out of the woods, she sat down in the middle of a field and opened the sack. But what a surprise! Out scrambled a wriggling mass of beetles, midges, ants, and other insects. Away they scampered, each one running in a different direction as fast as its little legs would take it. Some hid in the earth, others scrabbled under grass, and many crawled up into trees. When the old woman saw what had happened, she nearly died from fright. Running frantically to and fro, she tried to catch the little insects and stuff them back into the sack. But most of them were too fast and too smart for her. She was about to give up and head for home when the strange man from the woods appeared again. "Is this the way you honor my request?" he asked. He looked at her sternly. "Where are all the midges and ants and beetles that were in the sack? Because your curiosity caused you to stick your nose into my sack, you must take the consequences. From this moment on, you shall become a bird and go about picking up all the insects you have let loose. Only when the sack is completely filled again will you once more become a human being." By the time he finished speaking, the old woman had indeed turned into a woodpecker. Her very long nose had become a long woodpecker's beak. To this day, she goes about hunting for beetles and midges and ants, hoping to get them all back into the bag so that she will regain her human form. But since she has never come close to completing her task, she remains a woodpecker, endlessly tapping on trees with her long beak, forever searching for insects. We'll be back in just a moment with another story.
If you're looking for freshly baked donuts, breads, rolls, and cakes, you'll find them at the Betty Kay Bake Shop. They also offer cookies, cupcakes, pies often made with fresh local ingredients, and low sugar and gluten-free options. They continue to practice COVID-19 health guidelines with masks required and only 2 people in the store at one time. Open Monday through Saturday, 6:30 a.m. to 1 p.m., except Friday, they are open till 5:30. The Betty Kay Bake Shop on Liberty Street in downtown Bath. It doesn't taste any better.
Yogi Bear's Jellystone Park offers your family a whole lot of fun. This beautiful camping resort offers a 10-acre pond, swimming pool, playground, and plenty of activities designed for the whole family. They can accommodate any size RV, along with offering rustic cabins and RV rentals. Yogi Bear's Jellystone Park is located ideally in the Finger Lakes wine country, with wineries, state parks, and gorges nearby. Yogi Bear's Jellystone Park is perfect for visiting family, friends, and is a great place to get away from it all.
Hi, this is Ms. Tara Beck, and we're reading stories today that sort of seem to have a little bit of a creepy, crawly theme. So if you're imagining your story, imagine yourself as a bug. Can you buzz around? But let me tell you, you want to watch out for old ladies, because I'm going to read a book now called There Was an Old Lady Who Swallowed a Frog. This was written by Lucille Colandro, and it's illustrated by Jared Lee, and it was published by Cartwheel Books. There was an old lady who swallowed a frog. I don't know why she swallowed the frog. She was in a fog. There was an old lady who swallowed some dirt. It didn't hurt to swallow that dirt. She swallowed that dirt to hide the frog. I don't know why she swallowed the frog. She was in a fog. There was an old lady who swallowed some seeds. At high speeds, she swallowed the seeds. She swallowed the seeds to fill in the dirt. She swallowed the dirt to hide the frog. I don't know why she swallowed the frog. She was in a fog. There was an old lady who swallowed the rain. What did she gain by swallowing the rain? She swallowed the rain to water the seeds. She swallowed the seeds to fill in the dirt. She swallowed the dirt to hide the frog. I don't know why she swallowed the frog. She was in a fog. There was an old lady who swallowed the sunlight. It was so fun, right, to swallow the sunlight? She swallowed the sunlight to dry up the rain. She swallowed the rain to water the seeds. She swallowed the seeds to fill in the dirt. She swallowed the dirt to hide the frog. I don't know why she swallowed the frog. She was in a fog. There was an old lady who swallowed some gloves. Oh, how she loves to swallow her gloves. She swallowed the gloves to hold the sunlight. She swallowed the sunlight to dry up the rain. She swallowed the rain to water the seeds. She swallowed the seeds to fill in the dirt. She swallowed the dirt to hide the frog. I don't know why she swallowed the frog. She was in a fog. There was an old lady who swallowed a rake.
It was a mistake to swallow that rake. The old lady said, "Excuse me, I beg your pardon," and out spilled a colorful garden. Happy summer. And I know Miss Kathleen has been entertaining you with some jokes. So I have a book here called Almost Naked Animals Jokapalooza. And I have another little joke about a frog. What kind of soda do frogs like? Give up? Coca-Cola! Thanks for joining us this week. I hope to see you at the library since we're open. And keep listening to WABH.
The Joint and Von Hagen Law Firm is proud to support the Dorman Library and their summer reading program on WABH Radio. Joint and Von Hagen is the successor to attorney William Joint's successful solo practice of more than 20 years in Bath. With the addition of Catherine Von Hagen, the practice focuses on residential and commercial real estate, estate planning, estate administration, and probates. Joint and Von Hagen is now located at 113 East Bench Street in Bath, and they're committed to establishing and maintaining trusted legal relationships with their clients.
Summer is here, and the Stu Ben Citizens Federal Credit Union is celebrating with a home improvement loan special. Thinking of a new roof, a new addition, or maybe some other home project is planned and you need money. Stu Ben Citizens is offering great rates. You can borrow as much as $15,000 at 4.5% up to 60 months. Must meet member lending eligibility requirements. When you need a great loan rate, the Stu Ben Citizens Federal Credit Union is with you every step of the way on Wilson Avenue, where membership has its privilege.
That concludes our stories for this week, presented by members of the Dorman Library staff. We hope you have enjoyed it. Your comments are welcome. Our program has been sponsored by Stu Ben Citizens Federal Credit Union, the Betty K. Big Shop, Joint and Von Hagen Law Firm, and Yogi Bear's Jellystone Park. You're listening to Big Country WABH, the home of the greatest country hits of all time.